This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Hey, it's time for Joy Law.
Joy Law. Jack and Dean. Joy
Law. This is this segment every week when we chat to the team from KHQ Lawyers about legal issues of an interesting concern to the LGBTI community and its allies. And today joining us live in the studio is Claire from KHQ. Hey, Claire, how are you doing?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good applause for you, right? Now, Claire, normally we talk to the team from KHQ Lawyers about family law. So recently we've been talking about surrogacy and sperm donations and child support. But you're from a different part of the family. Part of the law altogether.
I am indeed,
employment law.
I am an employment lawyer, so we're going to go in a completely different, slightly drier direction, I'm afraid. But I'll try and,
no vibe sperm
up
today.
As much as I can.
No sperm today.
Not that dry, Dean.
Yes. We do our best.
Yeah. So employment law. So when I think about employment, I think about going to work. But I think about taking holidays as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what are the leave...
Of course you do.
I like holidays. I don't take enough.
Holidays are great.
But are there different types of leave that people can take?
Yeah, sure. So there's something which is called the National Employment Standards. It keeps people like me very excited.
And what that does...
Kicks where you can, I guess.
Exactly, yeah. Right. And what that does is it really applies to everyone in terms of their employment. And you can't sort of have a contract that gives you anything less than that. So the kinds of things that gives you... It'll give you, from a holidays perspective, your annual leave. You get your 4 weeks annual leave a year. And your contract might let you cash some of that out, or it might say, you can take a bit more and get paid a bit less. But fundamentally, that's there from your holidays perspective. Yeah, and then different types of leave when things that are unexpected happen.
Mm. Yes, so like sick leave and...
Yeah, sure. So sick leave and stuff. So sick leave for you. So if you're ill or injured and you can't come to work, you've got 10 days of sick leave per year, and that sort of accumulates up. And I'm talking about full-time and part-time employees here. So if you're casual, you've got sort of some slightly different things that might apply to you.
I've never had a full-time job. Always casual, always freelance.
There you go.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So no long service leave?
I have no benefits at all. Well, I don't really work that much. It's all long service
leave.
You've got your face, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So sick leave, when you're sick, carers leave when someone in your family or your household's sick or they have an emergency that affects them, you need to look after them. Compassionate leave if someone dies or gets an illness or injury that's going to pose a serious threat to their life. And then there's also sort of newly since late last year, unpaid leave for people who are having domestic and family violence issues that they need to go and do some stuff for.
You can get that unpaid leave.
Yeah.
You can get leave whether it was paid or unpaid.
Absolutely.
And so these are all things included in the National Employment Standard.
That's right. Yeah, they are.
Fantastic. So if there's a National Employment Standard, why am I being asked to sign a contract?
Yeah, sure. So the National Employment Standards, that sort of sits as a base minimum for everyone.
Oh, so minimum standards for everybody.
Absolutely.
And you can negotiate a contract over and above that.
That's right, yeah.
And minimum standards.
Yes. Not just for employment, I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
So the National Employment Standards are really just about those sort of 10 things, leave things, maximum hours of work, notice when you get terminated, redundancy pay, that sort of more baseline stuff. Your contract might have more detail about, how you're going to be employed here and what your job is here as opposed to general and across the board, if that makes sense.
And I guess also, superannuation arrangements, percentage and
absolutely,
stuff.
Or how much are you going to get paid? That really important minor detail. Mm. Yeah.
Setting money.
Yes. I did found out as a freelance person, I'm meant to get paid 9.5% super and I need to chase that up.
You should.
Mm.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Claire? Can you do it tomorrow at 5?
Unfortunately, I tend to work on the other side of the fence. I am on the dark side, but the ATO will help you. They will They will be interested.
That's
to
a good
hear.
Point. Actually, perhaps you clarify. So KHQ tend to represent employers.
We tend to, We do represent employers sometimes. Yeah. But yeah, I tend to be talking to employers about what they should be paying their people, what they should be providing. Mm. Yes, you should have given that person superannuation. Better go and fix that up.
Make sure they're compliant. Because I know last year there were some cafes in Melbourne that weren't paying people. And sometimes in hospitality, there's some challenges around people getting paid the right amount or getting paid at all.
Yeah, absolutely. And in the hospitality sector, like lots of sectors, there's something that sort of sits above the National Employment Standards, which is called a modern award. And there's 122, I think, or thereabouts of them that go across sort of different types of industries. And they're specific to the types of things that will happen there. So they talk about, you know, penalty rates for working on weekends or different types of hours, depending on what type of industry and sector you're in as an employee.
Not getting paid cash in hand down that way.
Perhaps not. Yeah, no. Not the best.
So if you're an employer and you're listening to us today, how would you advise them, Claire, on how they work out how much to pay people?
Yeah, sure. So the first thing is to try and figure out if there is a modern award that operates either, and usually they operate in an industry or they operate for the type of employer.
So it's actually called a modern award?
It's called a modern award. Mm. It's so fancy.
As opposed to a ye olde award.
That's right. Yeah. As opposed to the ye olde awards that we had. We got the modern awards in 2010, so somewhat modern, and we had thousands, hundreds and thousands of them before that. So people like me are glad there's not that many anymore.
Yes.
And they were sort of designed to simplify the system a bit. So the Fair Work Ombudsman and the Fair Work Commission's websites are pretty informative about what modern award might cover your people. And they talk to you about how to sort of look at the particular provisions of the modern award, and it will say, you know, this award covers people, for example, who work in radio stations as announcers or those sorts of things.
10% of the T-shirt sales.
Yes.
What's 10% of nothing?
10% of nothing.
Is nothing.
Yeah. Sounds reasonable. Mm. So that's sort of how you would go and have a look. And there's some of those more common industries like restaurants, retail, people in admin type jobs. There's some quite detailed information on those websites that help you to sort of figure out which award is that and what do my, you know, where do my people fit in that and what should I pay them.
Fantastic. Yeah. So if you are either an employee or an employer, you've got any questions about this stuff, the website to go to is Fair Work Australia?
Fair Work Ombudsman, yeah, and Ombudsman. The Fair Work Commission. They're definitely the people that will help you out. And they've got, so they're just fairwork.gov.au. Their website will send you in the right direction. They've also got a phone line that helps people as well, just with those sorts of queries about, am I doing the right thing? Am I paying people the right amount of money?
Mm.
Yeah.
Sounds fair.
Got to check yourself.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Thank you very much, Claire. We look forward to speaking to the team from KHQ Lawyers again next week.
Thanks so much, guys. See you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.